Join the Wall Street Journal online October 12th for WSJ Pro Sustainable Business Forum and take away practical advice on how to build a sustainability strategy that's right for your business. From now until September 21st, you can save 25% on your ticket by registering at wsj.com/sustainablebusiness. No code required. That's wsj.com/sustainablebusiness.
Here's your money briefing for Thursday, August 10th. I'm J.R. Whalen for The Wall Street Journal. Not everyone's career path is the same, and some people make decisions along the way that can cost them time and money.
The mistakes really ranged from jumping after a higher dollar salary offer elsewhere at a company without a cultural fit, or trying to become a change maker in a setting that wasn't ready for that, to recognizing that some of those moves came with dead-end career paths.
We'll talk to WSJ's Demetria Gallegos and a vice president of finance whose misstep during her climb up the ladder caused her career to stall. That's after the break.
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. That's what I hear when I make another sale on Shopify, the all-in-one commerce platform that allows you to start, run, and grow your business. Shopify is revolutionizing millions of businesses worldwide. So sign up for a £1 per month trial period at shopify.co.uk/podcast23, all lowercase, and take your business to the next level today.
The Wall Street Journal asked readers and listeners what was their biggest career mistake and what they learned from it. Among those who responded was 36-year-old Georgia resident Wasia Kaman. She's now the vice president of finance at a nonprofit and has been working in the field for about 15 years.
For me, being in accounting and finance, it was over-focusing on certifications. So I am a CPA, a CMA, I went for my MBA. And I thought that having all these credentials were going to magically make my career amazing in all ways. But I came to find out there was more that was needed. And that extra was definitely the soft skills.
Now, looking back, what would you tell your younger self if you were just starting out your career now?
Definitely be balanced in what you decide to learn in your professional development. So I went for my CPA. I think right after I should have gone from some type of leadership workshop, right? I went for my CMA. Another step could have been how to be better at data storytelling, negotiation, even sales. So for me, it's really about being balanced, balancing the technical skills with those soft skills, those success skills.
Wall Street Journal editor Demetria Gallegos joins us now. So Demetria, in Wasia's case, she focused on gaining certifications and credentials and lost sight of more general, softer skills. What did other people say were the mistakes they made along the way in their career?
The mistakes really ranged from jumping after a higher dollar salary offer elsewhere at a company without a cultural fit, or trying to become a change maker in a setting that wasn't ready for that, to recognizing that some of those moves came with dead-end career paths, or recognizing that if they had stayed where they were today, they would have been in a stronger position than having made that jump. So it's a lot of question of timing and a lot of question of paths not taken. But more often than not, these are the people who are able to point to something that taught them a lesson that has helped them establish their feelings of success later in their careers.
Several people you spoke with said things like they wish they had more patience and empathy, or they didn't tout their skills enough. That's not necessarily germane to a specific field, but what are the more intangible things that created obstacles?
Yes, it seems as though a lot of these inflection points came about as a result of sort of esoteric concerns that were not necessarily on the career map that they had laid out for themselves. In one case, for example, a gentleman had a job offer at IBM, which was his dream company, but it was so far from home and he had never really left that nest that he ended up declining. And then it took him 12 more years to get another resume response from them, at which point then they posed another move. And he was very reluctant in the end to even take that second opportunity, but he's so glad he did. His whole life opened up from there. He met his wife. His career has been supercharged since. It was just that hesitation at the beginning based on the unfamiliarity of the change that's being proposed.
And then someone else you spoke with just had a fear of asking for help.
Right. I spoke to a woman who happens to be a former journalist who says she was suffering from some trauma at the time. It was 2001. She was drinking a lot on the job, and she was dealing with burnout and was so terrified about asking for help that she just quit with no notice and no coverage, no story. So when headhunters came to her with good new job offers in that field, she had no plausible excuse for having ended that previous job so abruptly. She ended up, she said, floating around for quite a while out there, basically in a kind of mental health break space, ended up in a whole new field and is happy about that since. But she said something so poignant, I thought, which was basically, don't say goodbye on a bad day. Save your goodbyes for the best day or for the good days.
So don't let the mood of the day cause you to make a knee-jerk reaction.
Right. Basically, don't quit in a crisis. Quit with a cool head after having been able to think things through enough to know that you're going to be on stronger footing.
We often talk on the show about salaries and knowing to ask for what you think you're worth. What do people you spoke with tell you about that?
One of our respondents had an opportunity to leave with a clear career path at a different organization, and instead her current employer doubled her salary to keep her. She accepted that counteroffer and stayed put, and then later regretted recognizing they had no interest in seeing her grow, and she might have been earning more and being more fulfilled elsewhere.
Oh, so money isn't everything.
Nope, money is not everything. In fact, nobody here seemed to say that money was the true determining factor in how they were feeling about their career moves.
People often talk about they want job security and they fear bouncing from job to job. But can that mindset hinder someone's career path?
Yes, I spoke to one woman who had chosen to leave an interesting field because there was a previous job still available to her, and she thought that would be back in her comfort zone, and she thought it would be more 9-to-5. She realized when she returned to that job, she had completely outgrown it, and it was no longer a good fit, and she wasted some years then trying to build up the momentum to step back out again.
So what other takeaways did you get from talking to these people?
I heard from one man about how important he felt it was in retrospect to be part of a support structure during hard times at a company. Rather than just focusing on yourself and your own short-term career goals, he said he regrets not being more of a source of morale and advice when his company went through a downturn. He said he left rather than sticking around and trying to help put things back together after some adversity.
It seemed that sympathy and empathy and touting your own skills, that came up quite a bit when you were talking to these folks.
They all recognized some leadership development opportunities as they were going through these harder decisions, even though in most cases these people ended up on their feet. It came at a cost.
So there really is no straight arrow line from point A to where you want to get to in your career. Oftentimes it seems like it's a pretty jagged line.
Right. We heard from people in so many different fields, everything from administrative level to executive level responsibility. And in most cases, they considered the mistakes that they made to have been of their own making, everything from arrogance to fear to essentially feeling jealous about other people's opportunities. They each have turned that inside out ever since and have looked to be a lot more outwardly focused.
That's Wall Street Journal editor Demetria Gallegos. And that's your Money Briefing. I'm J.R. Whalen for The Wall Street Journal.